One exchange I'll always remember was when I was interviewing Uta Hagen, the legendary stage actress and revered acting teacher. She wrote two books about the craft of acting, so of course I prepared an interview filled with questions about the craft of acting. But here's what happened. In one of your books about acting, you talk about how you can't be inert on stage, and you have to find out what it is that you actually do while you think you're doing nothing, so that you could do that kind of thing on stage. Have you thought about that a lot, what it is you're doing when you're not really doing
I'm going to
anything?
Interrupt you right now.
Go ahead.
Because, again, everything you're discussing, you have read, it interests you. Are you an actor?
No, I'm not.
Then it's none of your business. Now, let me explain to you why. It may interest you, may fascinate you, but if... you see, I feel that in the theater, everybody thinks they can act. Everybody is fascinated about another human being on stage. If it's very convincing, they usually are sure that they could do it too, which is not true at all. If you would go to a violinist, you would not ask him about his bowing arm, about his elbow position, about his phrasing. And if he told you, you wouldn't know what he was talking about, and you would be bored. These are not the secrets, but the craft itself. You wouldn't ask a scientist because you wouldn't know what he was talking about. And you must, I feel, an audience should learn to respect acting as a craft in the same way that if I do explain it, it might titillate you. You might understand a little of it, but the real impact or import of it for a fellow artist, you would not get.
I don't
say that to offend you. I just believe that with all my heart.
I want to say I totally respect what you're saying, but I just beg to differ on a couple of things. That for example, I would be asking the violinist about their phrasing and the bend of their arm and all of that.
Why?
Well, because I
do
think...
Do you play violin?
No, but
then I think you might ask him, but I think the violinist would look at you like you were nuts, and I think you are.
No, see, what I have found as someone very interested in these things is that, for instance, if the violinist talks to me about his or her phrasing, it might help me hear music, hear things in music that I didn't hear before. I find that actually understanding more about craft is not only interesting in its own right, but helps me perceive things that I didn't perceive before, which I like.
That's a very valid point. And maybe I'm just in reaction to so many people who ask these questions the misunderstanding of the layman in terms of an acting technique are so profound that I think I've pretty much had it in my life with that. I think that's probably part of my rebellion.